And we're joined by Brian Morgan, who is the first-year head football coach at North Ridgeville, but a friend and a name that is familiar and synonymous with sports. But Rocco, he's going from basketball to football.
Yes,
I was trying to think of this. I can't think of anybody that's done that I can think of at high school, from head coach of basketball to head coach of football. But I know your dad was a longtime coach. Was he a head coach of basketball, or did he? I know he's head coach of football, but I'm assuming he went from assistant basketball to head coach of football.
I think that Dad tried to, or not tried to, but thought about making the switch a few times, but he never went through with it. But I know that he was always very interested in being a head basketball coach too.
So just tell us what was your thinking in doing what you did, staying at the same school, going from being the head boys basketball coach, in which you had established your program, that you've been there a long time, and then you decided to throw your hat in the ring and move over to the gridiron.
Yeah, when I graduated college, I wanted to be a head football coach. I wanted to be the head football coach at Black River High School. And anybody knows anything about Black River High School is Al Young was there. And yeah, you want to wait out Al Young. That was going to take a long time. So the head basketball position opened up, and I was able to get that position. So I really liked it, and it kind of opened up some doors for me. But I've always had that itch to get back into football. So I know what was at North Ridgeville. I knew that the potential was there. I always had the idea that at some point I wanted to get back into football. And when Luke was done, I said, this is a great opportunity for me. So I applied for it, went through the process, and I'm just lucky that I was the one on the end that they decided on. So I'm really excited to get going, and I think it's a great step for me.
Fantastic. Well, congrats again, first and foremost, for me on that, Coach. That's awesome. And this is kind of an interesting situation, because with a lot of first-year head coaches, it's new kids. You know, hey, I'm Coach Morgan. Nice to meet you. But with this, it's kind of different, because you've been around them, maybe not as much as obviously Luke was, but it's not a total unfamiliarity. You know who these kids are a little bit. So I imagine that has to help kind of the process of learning these kids and getting involved with them.
Yeah, I think that was one of the strengths going into my my interview, is that I've been able to develop some relationships with the community. Yep. And develop a program with basketball. And although there's a lot more, you know, the numbers are a lot bigger with football and the people that you need to be associated with and the relationships you have. So, you know, I've been able to get out in the community with our youth program, and even having a picnic tonight for our middle school and high school guys, and meeting parents and trying to, you know, sell our program and to do the best we can to make sure that they have the experience that they want when they graduate from North Ridgeville High School.
Are there a couple of kids going from basketball season to football that you're already familiar with? Did you pluck any more from the basketball team to bring them out for football? How'd that go?
Not as many as I wanted, but what we have is a good group of younger guys that are good athletes that play both sports. So I'm really excited about those guys that are going to be able to do both and win some games for North Ridgeville on the hardwood and on the field too.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of how to ask you this. From the philosophical standpoint or the teaching standpoint, give me the similarities and maybe a big difference between basketball and football. Are there some similarities, and what might be the toughest challenge in making that transition?
The biggest similarities is that it's coaching kids. You know, you try to reach kids a certain way, motivation, all those things, and you know, trying to include parents and trying to make sure that we're all on the same page communication wise. You know, the biggest difference, one, is that I've got to check the radar now when I'm ready for practice, and thunderstorms are an issue for me. When basketball, that wasn't a big case, but you know, with the idea of basketball, there was less kids. You know, there's a lot of kids. We've got to make sure that every kid feels like they're a part of our program, and we're just trying to make sure that we build those relationships with those guys so that they want to play football for North Ridgeville.
not to beat up on the history of the program, I should say recent history of the program, but just five wins on the football field in the past two seasons. I'm sure you're well aware of that. How do you go about sort of rebuilding things and getting that win total up? Or is that not even the focus, the wins and losses? Is it more just kind of a play a better brand of football and go from there?
Yeah, I mean, there's ways that we can show success without winning. You know, trying to build up numbers and trying to put a quality product on the field. And, you know, for us, it's having kids that deal with adversity in a positive way. Our biggest thing was that we want to make sure that the community's proud of our program. And, you know, it may not be in wins and losses in the first couple of years, but we want to get the numbers up so that we can do that. You know, we've got a great freshman class with us right now. We've got some seniors that do a great job of leading us every single day. You know, this is probably some of the best leaders I've ever had as a coach I've got on this team right now. And Dane Bartlebaugh, Dom Farrago, Ethan Kirchner, Jacob Matus were the guys that were selected as our captains. And they lead our team by keeping them positive and making sure that every single time we have some sort of adversity, we come back. So, you know, those are the things that I think that you'll see the biggest difference in enthusiasm. Guys love playing football. And regardless of the wins and losses, those are the things that will show that we're winning in our program.
Have you identified some clear strengths and weaknesses here in the early stages of August heading into week one, or are you still kind of finding that out with your team?
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, we had our scrimmage against Rocky River, and defensively we did a solid job. Offensively, we worked on a lot of the things we needed to work on in the off week there. Bellevue's coming in tomorrow, and that'll be the big test. They're a good program, good team. They'll give us a great look and see exactly what it is that we have and what we don't. You know, we've got some guys. Dom Farrago's a four-year letter winner for will be a four-year letter winner for us. And, you know, he had 500 yards on the season last year as a tailback, but that's not the type of tailback he is. He's a 1,000-yard tailback. And we're hoping to make sure that we showcase him and give him the ball and let him do his thing. So we're hoping that we can get some guys moving up front. We got some experience up front. And, you know, defensively, we hope to fly around, keep it simple, and make sure that guys can get to the ball.
So you're going to take on the Bellevue Redmen. Their head coach has only been there like 30 years. So you're in your first year. What are you thinking?
Yeah, well, you can tell. Watching film and getting talking to the guy, you can tell that it's definitely something that we strive to be. I mean, they've got some good teams. They got guys that fire out and hit, and we're looking forward to the challenge tomorrow.
How important is, you know, the preseason, these scrimmages in a shortened, condensed, you know, when you're trying to get to know the kids, they're trying to get to know you. How important do you think this is as you get set and you guys are going to open up the schedule at home against North Olmsted next Friday?
You know, it's this with this preseason, it's pretty crazy. You know, it's only 3 weeks, 2 weeks of two-a-days, and, you know, we're trying every single day to get guys on film and make sure that we can evaluate who can play and who can't. You know, there's a good chance that we might play a freshman, a left guard for us this year because he's been able to keep rising and his evaluations of things. So every single day we try to get to know these guys a little bit better. I've got an entirely new staff, basically. I think that we've got three or four guys only that are coming back that have had experience coaching for North Ridgeville. So it's been something that's been a big struggle for or not a struggle for us, but a challenge for us to make sure that our coaches know these guys and that we can communicate with them so that they can understand our system and what we're trying to do.
Coach, no pressure, but we've got you three times. You're over at Normandy as you go to Elyria, and then we've got you at Midview. So we've got the Rangers on three times, so we must think you're going to be pretty darn good.
Yeah, thanks for the added pressure, Rob. I appreciate that.
My last one here for you, Coach, and I'm sure you saw a good amount of this for basketball season. With COVID last year, obviously the fans and the sidelines, not quite the same. Heading into this year now, and again, you saw it from the basketball side of things, but from a football perspective, getting those sidelines rocking on a Friday night once again, you know, packed, I'm sure that has to have you and your kids and staff all very excited.
Yeah, I mean, that first Friday night August 20th against North Olmsted at home. I mean, the kids, that's what you play for. I feel bad for the guys last year that didn't get a chance to do that with their senior year. And, you know, for our guys to be able to go, I know I'm going to be jacked. We're going to have our fifth and sixth grade teams run out in front of us, and they're going to be the ones that are going to lead us out and show us that that we got the future Rangers there. And it's going to be fun to be a part of that Friday night atmosphere where I got a coaching shirt on, and that I'm going to be the one who's going to take a win or a loss home. And it's going to be fun. I think the kids are going to be excited, and the parents are definitely excited for it too.
Good. Well, Brian, we really appreciate your time. Want to just wish you the best of luck. We've always loved you, as watching you as a basketball coach. Really looking forward to you on the football sidelines. And I got to tell you, what you're not half the man you used to be. Where's the rest of you? What happened to Brian Morgan in the offseason?
Hey, a lot of running. COVID was the thing. And I had a lot of extra time on my hands there for a while. So
yeah, but a lot of us went the other way.
Well, standing out on the field now, I feel a lot better. So it's helped me out. My ankles don't hurt nearly as much as they used to.
Good for you.
Thank you.
That's Brian Morgan, the head football coach at North Ridgeville. Again, we'll have him on three times this year. We're going to have him on Labor Day weekend, Saturday night at Normandy, as Coach gets set for the Rangers. They'll open the season a week from tomorrow at home against their backyard rival, the North Olmsted Eagles.